Guys, before we start today's show, if you'd like to support the show, all you have to do is come over and follow me on Instagram. I'm X1TheGamer on Instagram. That's X the number one, the gamer, all one word, over on Instagram. Come follow me. I share pictures. I may or may not be wearing pants. It's what makes it exciting. Come join me, Instagram, X1TheGamer. And now to the show. Today is Monday, October 28th, 2019. More Twitch streamers come over to Mixer. And ESPN says they have a document revealing Overwatch 2. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. First up, in a new story over at PC Gamer, we had Ninja, we had Shroud. Now it looks like there's another Twitch streamer that has left for Mixer this weekend. They left Twitch for Mixer this weekend. Following the footsteps of Ninja and Shroud, a third Twitch streamer called Corey King Gothalion Michael is leaving the platform for Mixer. Michael has over a million followers on Twitch. I've watched him a couple of times. When I've watched him play, he's played Sea of Thieves. That's actually how I discovered him when I was really into my Sea of Thieves kicks. Very, very good streamer. Very cool guy. Very excited to have him over on Mixer with, Gamer Daily News streams on Mixer. If you guys didn't know that, come join us, X1 Bros, every single morning over on Gamer Daily News. Anyways, he has a million followers on Twitch where he mainly streams Destiny 2 and Borderlands 3. He's not as big of a name as Mixer, as Shroud, for instance, or Ninja, but he has a dedicated fan base and they're likely to follow wherever he goes. Michael has revealed a video in which he explains the decision, stressing the value of having platform-level input. He said, quote, working closer with Microsoft and Xbox is not only going to help us propel what we're doing, but help us propel what's always been important to the channel, which is doing good in gaming. Everything from helping broadcasters, establishing themselves, mentoring growing broadcasters, raising money for charity, and putting on events like GuardianCon and GCX. Michael will be streaming exclusively on Mixer from October 29th, which is tomorrow, though he says he'll still appear as guest on streams broadcast on other platforms. This is fantastic news. I really think this is good for Mixer. Stuff like this is great for Mixer. And I think we're going to see more of these, maybe not top streamers like a Ninja or a Shroud, but we'll see a lot of these mid-tier streamers. And I would consider he's probably larger than mid-tier, but I would consider him a very good pickup for Mixer. Well done. I'm very excited for the future of streaming overall and for Mixer especially. Next up, BlizzCon is just around the corner, and with it, we've got some leaks. This one, surprisingly, is coming from ESPN. This is a news story over at PC Gamer. ESPN say they've got a document revealing Overwatch 2. ESPN say they've obtained a BlizzCon training document that spills the beans on Overwatch 2 and have a source to back it up. According to their info, Overwatch 2 will have a significant PvE element with a narrative and missions that include, quote, a four-player story experience set in Rio de Janeiro. This mode will also feature, quote, hero talents and in-game items. On the multiplayer side, there's apparently a new mode coming called Push, which will use a new map located in Toronto. ESPN say they expect a minimum of one new hero to be announced as well, and that both PvE and Push mode should be playable at BlizzCon, where Overwatch 2 is expected to be announced. This gels with a Kotaku report from June, which claimed that Blizzard had canceled a few first-person shooters set in the StarCraft universe to focus on Overwatch 2, as well as Diablo 4, which we also expect will be revealed at BlizzCon. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited for Diablo 4. It's, quote, we don't have any new information since that report, but the next Overwatch being a story-driven game seems like a logical move. The Overwatch world is ripe with colorful characters and an engaging world, but the game itself has barely engaged with that world at all. So PvP coming is a big thing. We're very excited for it. Cannot wait. BlizzCon, here it comes. It's just around the corner. Oh, man. I can't wait for Diablo 4. That's my big announcement, but Overwatch announcements are very exciting as well. I am a big fan of Overwatch. And that brings us to a story over at GameIndustry.biz. This is from Sony PlayStation. Sony is considering sell of PlayStation View. For those of you that don't know what PlayStation View is, it's a TV streaming service. I've actually used it a couple times. I really enjoyed it at first, and then their prices went way up, and it was like, whoa, I could just get cable or satellite for these prices. So that, I think, is a big turnoff for Sony, and there's other options that are cheaper out there. Anyways, let's get into it. Sony is reportedly looking to sell off its live TV streaming service, PlayStation View. As reported by The Information, sources close to the matter claim that PlayStation View is up for sale, having failed to turn a profit since launching in March 2015. With around 500,000 subscribers, Sony has raised the price three times, most recently last summer when it increased to $50 a month. This was my problem. This was my issue. It started out at a fantastic price, competitive with everybody else, but now, I mean, you've got YouTube TV, you've got Sling TV, you've got like Fubo Sports TV, right? You've got all of these live TV streaming services, and mostly I only do this once a year when college football comes around, so I don't want to play $50 a month. I mean, that's what, and it's more than that because there's taxes and stuff, and if you want your sports package, you got to pay on top of that. So it went up in price, which is what pushed me away from PlayStation View in the first place. PlayStation View has not featured prominently in Sony's marketing push, indicating the service isn't a priority for the company. Similar services like DirecTV, which is part of AT&T, are also struggling. Over the past few quarters, the service has seen its subscriber numbers dwindle from 1.9 million to 1.3 million. However, other services like Sling and Hulu Live are performing well, and the sale price for PlayStation View is expected to be in the tens of millions despite its problems. Regardless, streaming cable is done. Satellite's done. It's just a matter of time. These streaming services that come up, these a la carte services that let you pick what channels you want and pay for them that way, that is the future. I'm sorry that PlayStation wasn't able to make this work for them, but again, it's that price point. It can't be too expensive for streaming, not in 2019 anyways. And in our last news story for the day, this is a news story over at Gaming Ball. We're going to go over the UK charts. That's right. And who is number one, do you think, for the week of October 26th? Well, of course, it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare, followed closely in number two by FIFA 20, WWE 2K20, despite all the criticisms and outrage that came out from fans, they weren't happy with some of the features in there. WWE 2K20 is number three, with The Outer Worlds coming in at number four. I love The Outer Worlds. I'm loving The Outer Worlds. It is an absolute blast. It's a blast to play. Very excited to get more into that this week. There you go. Call of Duty, FIFA, WWE, 2K20, and The Outer Worlds. Round out your top four over on the UK gaming charts. Congratulations, guys, and well done. And that does us for today. Thank you very much, everybody, for stopping by. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. I love doing this every single day. If you want to see it recorded live, you can come join us on Mixer every single morning. Mixer.com/X1Bros. X-O-N-E-B-R-O-S. That's X-O-N-E-B-R-O-S. I'd love to have you join me. It's a blast. We just kind of hang out, discuss the news, then we record this. So come join me every single morning over there. Have a great rest of your Monday, guys. Have a great start to your week. We will see you guys first thing here tomorrow morning.